This is your daily debrief. Your mission is to stay attentive and learn this frames. Your life and those of your loved ones might depend on it. The three foundational frames. To become a strategic architect of your interactions, you need a toolbox of reliable frames you can deploy. While countless subtle frames exist, mastering three foundational ones will give you control in roughly 80% of situations. These are the authority frame, the prize frame, and the analyst frame. Each serves a different purpose and is built with specific language, posture, and mindset. 1. The authority frame. The authority frame is the frame of the expert, the leader, the trusted guide. It is the calm, confident assertion that you know the way forward. When someone holds a strong authority frame, we instinctively defer to their judgment. Think of a surgeon explaining a procedure, a pilot addressing passengers during turbulence, or a seasoned mechanic diagnosing a problem with your car. Their confidence becomes our confidence. They aren't aggressive or arrogant, they are simply certain. This frame works because our brains are wired to conserve energy. Making decisions is metabolically expensive. When we encounter a credible authority, our brain happily outsources the decision-making process, trusting the expert to lead. This is why social proof, credentials, and titles are so powerful. They are shortcuts to establishing an authority frame. But you don't need a fancy title to hold this frame. You only need to project unshakable competence and a clear vision. How to build and hold the authority frame? Use declarative language. Speak in statements, not questions. Instead of, "Maybe we could try to finish this by Friday," say, "Our target is to have this completed by Friday." Avoid hedging words like, "I think," "sort of," "kind of," or "hopefully." Your language should reflect certainty. Control your motion. Authority is calm and deliberate. Avoid fidgeting, rapid gestures, or nervous tics. When you move, move with purpose. When you are still, be fully still. Slow, controlled movements signal that you are in command of yourself and the situation. Set the agenda. Be the one to initiate the structure of the conversation. Simple phrases like, "Okay, here's what we need to cover," or, "There are three key issues we need to resolve." First, establish you as the one guiding the interaction. Hold eye contact. Maintain steady, relaxed eye contact. Don't stare aggressively, but don't be the first to look away. This communicates confidence and a belief in what you are saying. Embody covert confidence. True authority comes from within. It's the quiet, unshakable self-belief we call covert confidence. You must genuinely believe you have value to offer and a valid perspective. The external techniques will feel hollow without this internal engine. Example in action. Imagine you are in a team meeting where a project is going off the rails. Panic is setting in. Without the authority frame, you might say, guys, I think maybe we should all just calm down. I don't know, what if we try to look at the marketing plan again?" Your hesitant language and questioning tone get lost in the noise. You have entered their frame of chaos. With the authority frame, you wait for a brief lull in the conversation. You don't shout, you speak calmly at a slightly lower volume than the chaos, forcing others to quiet down to hear you. You say, "Okay," "Stop." You pause, making eye contact with each person. The current approach isn't working. We are going to do three things right now. First, we are going to define the single biggest obstacle. Second, we will brainstorm three potential solutions. Third, we will assign one person to lead the execution of the chosen solution. Mark, you start. What is the single biggest obstacle? You have not asked for permission. You have provided a clear, simple plan. You have broken the pattern of chaos and replaced it with a frame of structured, authoritative problem solving. You have become the pilot in the turbulence. 2. The prize frame. The prize frame flips the script on conventional social dynamics. In most interactions, there is a chaser and a chased. The salesperson chases the client, the job applicant chases the employer, the suitor chases their love interest. The prize frame positions you as the one being pursued. It establishes you, your time, your attention, or your offer as the valuable commodity that others must work to obtain. This frame is powerful because it leverages the psychological principles of scarcity and qualification. We inherently value things that are difficult to attain. When someone must qualify themselves to us, we perceive them as being of lower status and ourselves as being of higher status. This is not about arrogance. It is about a profound sense of self-worth. You are the prize because you are complete and content without the other person's approval, business, or validation. They must prove they are worthy of entering your world. How to build and hold the prize frame. Ask qualifying questions. Shift from answering questions to asking them. Instead of you explaining why you're a good fit, ask them, "We only work with a small number of clients each year. Why do you believe your project would be a good fit for our team?" Maintain playful indifference. You should be engaged and pleasant, but indifferent to the ultimate outcome. Your posture should be relaxed, perhaps leaning back slightly. Your tone should be warm but unhurried. You are not desperate for a yes. This emotional detachment is magnetic. Imply a full schedule. Your time and energy are your most valuable assets. Subtly communicate that they are in high demand. This can be as simple as saying, "I can fit you in for a 20-minute call on Thursday morning," rather than, "When are you free to talk?" Be willing to walk away. The ultimate source of power in the prize frame is your genuine willingness to walk away from a deal, a job, or a relationship that does not meet your standards. If you are faking it, people will sense your desperation. If you truly know your value and have other options, they will feel it and they will work harder to keep you. Let them do the work. A person holding the prize frame talks less than the other person. They ask questions and listen. They allow the other person to fill the silence and work to impress them. Example in action. Consider a freelance designer negotiating a project with a potential new client. The client's default frame is often, "There are a million designers out there, convince me why I should hire you, and give me a cheap price." Without the prize frame, the designer might immediately go into a long presentation, showing their portfolio, explaining their process, and then nervously asking for the client's budget, ready to be negotiated down. They are chasing the work. With the prize frame, the designer starts the conversation differently. After a brief, warm introduction, they say, "I've had a look at your company and the project looks interesting. I take on about 3 major projects a quarter to ensure I can give them my full attention. To help me see if this would be a good fit, could you walk me through what you see as a successful outcome here?" The conversation has been reframed. The designer is now the one evaluating the client. They follow up with more qualifying questions. "What's your timeline for this? Our process is very collaborative. What's your team's availability for feedback?" By the end of the call, the client feels like they need to win the designer's services, not the other way around. The conversation about price is no longer about getting a discount. It's about securing a slot with a sought-after expert. 3. The analyst frame. The analyst frame is the frame of cool, detached logic. When others are swept up in emotion, drama, or high-pressure tactics, the analyst remains objective, breaking down the situation into its component parts. This frame disarms emotional attacks and dissolves hype by systematically interrogating the underlying facts, processes, and assumptions. It is the kryptonite to a frame built on anger, fear, or excitement. This frame works by shifting the interaction from the emotional, intuitive part of the brain, the limbic system, to the rational, logical part, the prefrontal cortex. When you ask someone to explain their reasoning or to provide the data behind their feelings, you force them to engage their analytical mind. It's very difficult to remain hysterically angry or ecstatically optimistic when you're being asked to walk someone through a spreadsheet. The analyst frame drains the emotional energy from a conversation, leaving only the facts. How to build and hold the analyst frame? Ask how and what questions. Focus on process and evidence. That's an interesting conclusion. What specific data led you to that? I understand you feel this is urgent. Can you walk me through the step-by-step process?